Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. I'll take it again. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So the one and only sign Jesus gave about the end of the church age is the gospel of the kingdom being presented on nation basis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today you are going to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And I want to talk to you on the subject, what is the problem? Somebody says, no problem. You know, we like that language. When they ask you, what is going on, you say, no problem. You try and deny a problem. But if there is no problem, then we don't need a solution. Then we don't need Jesus in Africa. So in this opening session, I'm going to give us a wake-up call to the challenges of black people. The reason is simple. If you cannot define a problem clearly, it cannot be solved. It will be like shadow boxing hitting the air. Because you don't know the target, you don't know the problem, you don't know the challenge. It's like you are in a classroom and you do not understand a question properly. You can have the solution, but you cannot apply it or solve it just because you have not clearly defined what the problem is. So many times we have got the solutions in our hands. But we are groping around like blind people looking for the solution which is already in our hands. And whilst we are running all around looking for the solution, we are languishing in the problems. So when the white man came, they use the word of God rightly, and they use signs, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, signs, not signs, S-I-G-N-S. The white man came with the gospel and with signs, not signs and wonders, but with signs. And they were able to move our people from these physical idols. Our people, a strange skin person comes and is controlling the darkness. You know, I have always asked myself, when I was a young person, how come these people were so successful without signs and wonders. Read about the Basel Mission. Read about the Roman Catholic. Read about the Wesleyans. Read about the Bremen missionaries. Read about the Moravian missionaries from Holland. Read about all of these missionaries. You will not find signs and wonders. You will find signs, but not signs and wonders. How come they were able to move our people from their beliefs in idols, physical idols, into God? How was it possible? So they were using mirrors. Mirrors. What you look, you see yours. Plenty mirrors were flowing. At the crusade ground.
And
read your history, they are all there. Yeah, they are there. And instant refined medicine.
It was
Alabin.
Alabinpo.
So they came with such things as bottles.
A bit to say pentua, ye wood to add the idea any man cra. Now they be build the bomb kakakakane ye de kwasi broni nyami who.
And they came with schnapp, well brewed.
And then some bunya petesi, and no, they are a good twim, a fet, or the label a boho.
A people drink it and say, hey, Kwesi Broni, sir.
Ah. Let's see.
But the most serious of all is the pictures that he came with. Pictures.
Yana, Ayara, who cry in Fonia, O Bronini, Banwama de Bay, Abrofono.
Photographs.
Photo, mfonini.
How come they were able to move our people from idolatry to serve God?
It is
because of these scientific things.
But
more importantly, it is because our weakness for idols made us accept the white man as the new God or the new benefactor.
Why not?
Because sometimes you read the history and you say that, but these people, how come they just accepted things like that? Why not?
Our
instinct for idols. It made us see the white man as our new God. And I say to you, why not? When the pictures that they gave us about Jesus Christ look just like them.
Yeah, like an
European, a Swiss, or a German.
And
all of the pictures of angels that they brought us were not black angels. All of them were Scottish-looking angels. So British Jesus, Scottish angels.
Now the
angels, they look American. Have you seen it?
Asrabo fo nyina te sa America fo.
And the pictures that they gave us about Satan looked exactly like us. Why will we not despise what we have?
Forgive.
Yeah.
One more day, yes, and you're sure about funny, a brony guardian. Omoka draw bron somewhere. Tomb, who are we to know?
Now that thing is still hunting some of you here.
Na sadia nara e ko swara e ha e binum wa ha.
So the white man replaced the physical idols in our people's minds with himself, and some of our sayings reinforce this.
Na obroni no e ma ye hu se se ye pese ye hu nyame a ye hu na ape ye hu nyame na nanyina so ye kasamu etumi kiresa.
So sayings developed like, if you see a white man, you have seen God. God looks white. And Satan looks black like us. Now I'm bringing it home. Now people have moved away from physical idols into mental idolatry. So people believe that if God really blesses you, he takes you to the white man's country. So people will go and queue at the embassies and they don't mind the cold.
Baby, the woman give visa wano. Obeda formu o, obeda hiyo enfano.
And they feel like it's a blessing.
Imagine you say, "Chira woko broni kromua," and they yinshira.
Even men of God believe that if you travel and you minister to a white man, you are more anointed than you stay in these local areas.
Impo asofo biadwe you say, "Sa woko brochira na woni broni kokasa." Ebeka u CV ho preach in America. Anu ti obeko brochira.
Yeah, they will force. Because there is a certain bondage which is still lingering.
Now, how do
people now believe that a church is blessed when there are white people there?
Now, sorry, no, what do?
And when a white minister goes to town, comes to town, yes, everybody opens up because a white man is preaching to us.
Now, you
must listen to the people who are abroad, black people abroad. I have spoken with some of my friends there, and you can see how great they feel that they live in a white community, not among black people.
Na empo abrochire no ebibifo no womo a womo ti ba bi abrofo wo no teso womo no mo vim no wo high na womo mo ti ba bi abibifo no wo no black community ni ahoho eno so Africa ni bi edu ho.
Because still in the mind, the nearer you are to the white man, is this the same thing as the past? The nearer you are to the white man, the better. Have you seen the way half caste people throw about their weight? They feel better than you just because they are lighter skinned than jet black skinned.
Yeah.
They feel great because somehow, even when they are poor, they don't have anything, they talk to you anyhow because somehow they feel that there is that blood in my bloodstream.
Na empo wa ko abroche kakra na obi obi awoye ebibini. Na wako tina brochure na ebia weda niti waya ya kwa kwa wuhua. Ne kasa ni sedi obe jina ni wakasa no. Asa huu kahubi. Esa nse, onu sedi ya bono ni waya ya kwa sebro ni. Aniti ni huu ye hiasi hu.
Go for a white wife. Or a wife who is fair, very fair. See, when we were young, people had dreams like that. I tell you, no, when were your people had dreams like that?
Hey,
when you have a wife to be who is fair, And the hair is falling. You are the top guy. You are better than some of you sisters. That's how some people felt.
Well, see, in Kano, sir, boys, is Yapa, and I say, one who are what Okawari Bruni, or bit to me now, just sir, Obey Wari Bruni, Tobe Pampa, sir, no, and no Bruni. Or not, boys, is Yapa, and I say, be obedient, beloved, Kokopa, and then you gunna cheer. Oh, Mama, can you know, hey, sister, never, no, be a genanche. Now, confirm me, dear B.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So now the white man, in the minds of those of you who are listening to me, the white man has become a mental idol planted in the minds of our people.
Na ene ye hu broni se obi a waya sonkoko ana na de afi se ya som ne se woni pa na mom abaya dwene mu.
And this one cut across both Christians and non-Christians feel like that.
Na we e fa ba bia Christofo ene omo mu nya Christofo nyina dwene sa.
I want us to read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Ma mama ya kinkan bibi fi Korintofo nguma etusu mienu
tipu. And then verse 4.
Tichemu enai.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 and then verse
4.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And strongholds are beliefs that we hold so strong that we never like to shift from it. Strongholds are mental shrines of idols. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil builds strongholds or shrines in the mind.
And
he mentally sits there as an idol of worship. Not directly sitting there as Satan. But through men of wealth. He sits there.
Not
in your mind. Object of worship. Look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 14 and then verse 3. The reality of mental idols. Ezekiel chapter 14 and then verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. The idols make you stumble into iniquity. Iniquity is talking about a fundamental flaw with your system. That gives birth to wrong things outside. Idolatry make you stumble to get a wrong basis that produces itself in your life. And he says that, should I let myself be inquired of them at all? Therefore speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God. Every one of the house of Israel who set up his idol in his heart and put before him that which causes him to stumble into iniquity and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols. What God is saying is very grave. He's saying that it is possible for his children, his people, to place idols in their hearts and in their minds and go about seeking God.
Now I say, then crow for bet to me the abosum any abosum sum ye asa womutrim. No more bet to me a yesasu edia ko akwashisho wen yame.
So the whole thing moved from physical idols to mental idols.
Na ninjina efi abosum busuma ye huso jina ho akwashe ye trim.
It is like digging a new hole to fill an old hole.
And they say wo to amanabi, na would ye see amanada debi.
You feel that the old is covered.
But you
still have a hole to fill. And as I am bringing this message home, I want you to know that you still have a hole to fill. It is like borrowing new, fresh, to go and pay an old debt. You still have a debt to pay. Initially, it is a relief that the old debt is covered. The physical idols are gone. We are doing well. But God says that these, my people, they have set up idols. They are shines in their hearts and in their minds. And they hold on so strong to that belief. Yes, sir, they are coming to seek me. He says that, should I listen to them? Because he is no more overlooking.
Onyamia Sam say, why do you say kada than the wet ya nemo sand the kafu fro? Why do you say kano na wo bu baby and edbi siwa wosum and we die? Wosi wo baba sumo nyami namo wa jinimu de. What jinimu de no mabi kosua e piama utimi kwaya bone aya abosun sumidye esi utim. Onyami bisa se onya no baby bisamia mi na nuana.
Our challenge with idolatry still remains.
Na sa e how na e wo ye so se bibi man se den na ye be pese ye be sum bibi no e ya de ha ye.
There is a mental damage that has been handed down from generation to generation, which the gospel of the kingdom to black people is addressing.
Hallelujah. Na ya dwunimu ha bi wo ha ye di atua awonto atoaso ekosi awonto atoaso a onyamia hini asemi eba ababesiesi.
And the gospel of the kingdom to black people will address this sin fully before Jesus Christ comes.
Now onyamia sema ya hini asemo a odema ebibi man no sahawi na sem no bedi hu adwuma.
Because idolatry is a deadly age old sin.
Na abosunsum eye bonusru ku bia efitetetete.
It causes no estimation of yourself.
Na emwauma wu hu sadie wanyame abo wafa.
And it makes you underestimate other people like you.
Na emawu unua su ne wanyame aye ene ogusu a oyɛ wonimu.
Idolatry makes you take yourself for granted.
Na abosunsum ema wu adwen ya wo se wo de wunyo bia.
And it makes you take your own for granted.
Na ema wan kasa wo kro fo so wo hu se omunyo bia.
It creates inferiority.
Na ema wu se oh we no mo de wo nka wo ho.
And it spoils the mind.
Na ema adwen sei.
Idolatry causes a scattering and a dispersal of people.
Na abosunsum ne ema nipa escata obia fa baby diope.
They scatter, they disperse for other people to come over to their land and enjoy their blessing.
Na wo mu fi baby di omo wo no ko na nipa foforo bi eba na ne pa e wo ma sase so no ahoho ne ba eba bedi.
I believe that that is a picture of our dear continent and black people everywhere.
Na mi jidi se weni adwia ye wo se bibiman na ka abibiman bia.
What is ours is enjoyed by other people.
Adia ye ye dia no ahoho na ba ena mabenya ho mfaso.
Whilst we are busy killing our own, stamping down on our own and exalting other people who are not like us. The fairer you are, the better you are.
Ah, yankasa ya dia ya wonu ye tietia su ebu na nimtia na ya mania enya ne dia no bedi ade ya ye dia na ya dwe ye se emna wo ye kokko no na chese wo ye obi ahuhia pa.
Psalm 68 verse 31
enyo mama ye tia se mi wo ho.
Psalm 68 verse 31 as I end
emna me de masem be wie ye yenko enyo adiosi anwotwe chichemu aduasa baako.
Psalm 68, verse
31.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what Jesus Christ said about idolatry? He spoke that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6. He said that you cannot serve God and mammon. Wow. You cannot serve God and mammon. So to Jesus, the rival of God is not Satan, but mammon. Should I tell you the meaning of the word mammon? It is a Babylonian word that got into Aramaic, and it means confidence from wealth.
Na eye asembi efi Babylon a ekopie baabi a ene se ne kirasia ne se uwo jidie ewo ahonya wo no mu.
So to Jesus, mammon is wealth that has assumed a personality and has been deified, has been made a god.
Ene se wo wonim se wo adwapade uwo ade bia obetumi de wo ho ato no so enu ti wo hia Yesu.
People can be so wealthy that they appear as idols because in your mind they can rival God in the provision of material things.
Na enipa tumi nya hudia ma nipa bu omo akosi se omo tumi china se enyame esan se se wo hia bibia oni anu betumi dia ma no.
So wealth can possess people in such a way that Satan uses them. Yeah. Those people, to rival God, in your mind, in the provision of what you will eat, what you will drink, and what you will wear. That is why Jesus Christ said, look, this is the way that the Gentiles do it, but it shall not be so with you. As for you, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The opposite of the kingdom of God is not the kingdom of Satan. The opposite of the kingdom of God is the kingdom of mammon. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus was saying that you should not seek the kingdom of men or of mammon. Because what mammon does is that it assumes a person of wealth, so that you deify that person. He becomes an idol in the mind, exalted against the knowledge of God, against the pathway that God wants his people to pass.
Nah, I say, Moses share onyame ne ne tine ne ne kai. Amadi a uye nina odi amau. Onyame se woka onyame ahinie na enye obrunsama ahinie no ne ade to ho na mom sunsuma eya mamon sunsum ene se obi wo ahodie bebrebe a oni anu wonim so no betumi ama odi a wobedi nya wobeda ene nya wobese ene to wode wo wura ebese wo nyame muso onyame be ya obo afo no wode wo wura ebese oni ana wobetumi ama osanyoma ni nyina ene to na anu betumi agyina aho se onyame a wotumi bua oni a wo ye. Na onyame se moma ye hwani ye sama mon sunsum na etumi be gira ho se ohoniri esa se onyame sama mon sunsum betumi a be show bi mu a onianu benya sika ma ne ahwe bi obetumi de ama wo enu ti wo fa wo wura ento onyame kra
so
biem ose hwe ni ye.
So Jesus was saying that you'll be torn between God and wealthy people in getting your needs met.
Na yesu se ebedu pempe so bi no wo be hu se onu yesu na wotumi bua wo ene nipa wo gina ho a onu so anyamo a wotumi bua no wa dwene be ya wo tanta wo san ne ma mienu ihu.
Psalm 68 verse 31.
Na enyuma aduasa duosia nwotwetche mu aduasa baako.
Envoys will come out of Egypt.
Wa se na nyoma be fi Egypt aba.
Envoys will come out of Egypt. Princes will come out of Egypt.
Na ahima ni ahimfoma ebe fi Egypt aba.
Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
Na Ethiopia ebe ma ne saso akyere wonyame.
Princes or envoys is talking about kingdom messengers.
Now, I can't envoy a extra and crawfwa. He knew me as Suma Wamu. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.